bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. You see somebody sat my cup right there trying to tell me I left my cup. So, you know, thank God you didn't touch it. It's an Illinois State University cup. Your hand might have fallen off. I know whoever moved it, probably Mike or John, because, you know, they graduated from Illinois State. They're probably the ones that moved it. Because anybody else's hand would have, like, been like, like looking at Medusa, right? With the snakes, right? You look and you turn to stone. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. It's been a trying week. It's been a trying day. I'll be honest with you. I cannot wait till the weekend. Well, technically, I can't wait till Sunday because that's literally the only day this week I'm not working. Literally the only day this week I'm not working. And I'm looking forward to it very much so. But it's Thursday. You know what Thursday means? That means it ain't pop off Friday. But, you know, I got a few things that, you know, if you want to get it off your chest, you can give me a call. Because I got something I got to get off my chest because I overheard a conversation today. And it kind of rubbed me the wrong way. And so, it's sensitive in the black community, of course, but like that's going to make me not talk about it. That's actually going to make me want to talk about it. And it kind of, I don't know. The only thing I can do is just dive in and see what happens. If you got a comment or question about it, 833-212-1017 is the number. So I was in a public place today where the person was going off. Now this is, I'm being very transparent and I'm saying something that I've experienced, that I've been, but I don't know. So I was in a public place today where the person was going off, talking about somebody that they thought was ghetto. Now, I get it, but I don't get it. What exactly was it that caused someone to think that someone else is ghetto? And really, I had to ask myself, what is the issue with thinking people are ghetto? Is that like a bad thing? Is that a terrible thing? I don't know. But at some point, I had to ask myself the question of what exactly does it mean to be quote unquote ghetto? So I have said here on many occasions, I consider myself middle class to upper middle class. I admit that. I don't like argue with it. I don't go, well, you know, I'm just sitting around, I'm playing down. Nope. I admit it. And so because I admit it, I tend to understand that not everybody can see me that way. Not everybody sees me that way. Not everybody understands it that way. And so I recognize, one, that I'm considered and consider myself middle class, upper middle class. But I was making excuses for people, right? I was making excuses for people who didn't like me because of their perception of me. And I had to come to the realization that I can't control that. But what happens when you're not self-aware and don't know what you're reflecting? Because, get this, the person that was saying it, in my mind, they were ghetto. But then I have to ask myself, what exactly is ghetto? And can you be white and be ghetto? I've heard white people say, I'm not going down to the ghetto. And I go, well, what is that? What do you mean? Well, what is the ghetto? Is that your colloquialism for all black people on the north side of the city of Milwaukee? Is it the south side? Is it the west side? Like, what exactly is that when you say ghetto? Because there is some ghetto fashion. And a lot of that ghetto fashion white people in suburbs wear. So I'm missing something. A lot of that ghetto music called hip hop and rap that y'all say y'all don't like, y'all the ones buy it. Kendrick Lamar's albums didn't make that much money by themselves. And it ain't enough young black people in the world to buy that many copies and download that many songs. So, excuse me, it must be y'all. But I'm trying to figure out what that is because I heard this woman say this and I'm like, what are you even talking about? You're ghetto. But then I had to take a step back and reflect. Well, I used to be ghetto in the terminology and the way that it's meant in terms of growing up and being on welfare and all those things and all those negatives and broken home, which I don't really call broken. It's kind of weird. All those things. I was that. And so for me to look at someone else and go, when I was that before, it's a little hypocritical of me. But I admit that. I admit being hypocritical. But at some point, this is what happens when you're not self-aware and you don't know what you're reflecting. So when you're reflecting ghetto and you're talking in a way and you're acting in a way and you're loud and you're this, and you're that. But I think ghetto to white people means something different than to black people. I know it means something to Jewish people because that's what they call the ghettos of, you know, Germany where people lived and all that. But I got that. That's actually where the word comes from. But when you start to apply it as if it's a badge of honor, like sometimes people, you don't know me, I'm from 53206. I don't know if I would be like, you know, broadcasting that. But that's just me. I'm not being uppity. I'm being realistic and I'm reflecting who I am now versus who I used to be. I get it. But then people would tell me, well, you didn't grow up in Milwaukee, so you don't understand. Okay. Like, you can't make me choose Milwaukee because I've been here 30-something years, but then turn around and not claim me because I wasn't born here. So I'm going to choose not to engage. But I still don't know what ghetto is. I'm still trying to figure that out. 833-212-1017 is the number. I don't know how to pronounce this name. Can you tell me how to pronounce the? Okay, we got to talk to you about some spelling because this is a pretty common name in the black community. And, you know, am I calling you out too much? Am I like embarrassing you or something? Okay. All right. Because that was the whole point. I was trying to do that, but you just don't embarrass. So I don't know what I'm going to do. Deja, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
I'm good, Ken. How are you?
I'm good. I was trying to call him out because of the way he spelled your name, but he
You know,
he
I'm glad that I didn't say my full name then. I'm glad I said my full name.
Okay, good.
I don't say my full name for that reason.
Right.
Because that's crazy. But I think that when it comes to, like, ghetto, I think that there's levels to it, in a sense, or, like, there's also a way of using it. So, growing up in the city of Milwaukee, I feel like when I hear the word ghetto, it can be used interchangeably. So there's the ghetto that's glorified, and there's the ghetto that's like, okay, you ain't got no class. You know, where's
correct.
Your class?
Correct.
Where's your
correct?
Where's your integrity and stuff? So then there's the other type of ghetto that's glorified. That's like, you know, your sexy red. That's like people who are drawn to that lifestyle. That's like, oh, she ratchet, oh, she ghetto. I look at her, she doing her
okay,
stuff.
Okay, you
whatever.
Can't like, throw extra words like ratchet in, because then you got to explain that one, too.
that's another, you're right. That's another interchangeable word,
right.
Basically. There's right. the ratchet of, like, oh, my goodness, again, she has no decorum, or he has no decorum. Like, where's his status, you could say, you know? And then you have... Okay, she's ratchet. I like what she's doing. She's wearing the hoops. She's wearing the booty shorts. You know, she's out here doing her thing. You know, he out here popping his stuff. Like, there's that type of ratchet.
So wait.
So you can look
ghetto. You can be ghetto. You can look ratchet. You can be ratchet. But those are not exclusive. They're not mutually like they can be one in the same. One are they separate? Like, help me out.
It kind of, like what I'm trying to do is paint a picture of, like, okay, so like you said, white people, when they hear the word ghetto, they kind of probably see it as dirty black folks, you know,
right,
or like
right.
poor, dirty
right.
black
poor,
black
poor
folks.
Black people, right.
Whereas,
right.
Right, right. Whereas when we say ghetto, when we think of ghetto, I'm speaking as a woman myself who has used it before with other women, we use that sometimes a term of, like, hype in a sense as well, or like a term
right.
Of like, you know, turn up basically, you know, or like,
right.
What's what I'm looking for? Yeah, like a certain energy, there's a certain energy around it.
Right,
and then there's another
right.
way where we use it also referring to, you know, dirty, poor black people too.
Yep.
Like we've been referred to that. We've used that word in that same way as well too. So yeah, it's interchangeable in certain settings or in certain different scenarios, you could say.
So is there a level, last question, is there a level of ghetto that's
yeah.
acceptable versus a level of ghetto that's, like, not acceptable?
Well, obviously, I would say yes. Sexy red is a level of acceptable ghetto-ness, if
okay.
you can picture that. A level of unacceptable ghetto-ness would probably be, like I said, somebody who probably walks into Walmart, ain't dressed right, ain't looking right, talking and yapping at the mouth and getting it to everybody. That would probably be an undecorum, like ghetto, defined ghetto, basically.
So I saw a Hispanic young lady today at the gas station on the South Side,
mm-hmm.
on Greenfield, who got out
okay.
the car. And the only reason I noticed her is I looked down and she had pink slippers on. But usually
uh-huh.
people that have slippers on and it's kind of cool outside have socks on. She had no socks on. Did she have anything on
right.
her legs? And then I looked up and she had a matching full pink robe with the belt and a pink hat you know how y'all wear y'all like hat things when y'all go to bed? Those like baggy things. And was walking into the gas station from the car like wasn't no thing. Like literally she woke up, she was in her house, took a shower, put on her bathrobe, and then got in the car and went to go get some gas. Is that ghetto?
I would say some people would define that as ghetto, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you much, Deja. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful day, Ken.
All right, you too. Bye. 833-212-1017 is the number. Larry, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
What's going on? How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much. I just wanted to say, I don't think, me personally, I don't think you have to be a certain color to be ghetto.
Okay.
I'll give you, well, as the same example as you just used, Sexy Red, you know, people know her. As you guys were saying, like, when white people hear it, you know, you said they think dirty, poor, you know, black people. But Sexy Red, she ain't poor no more. But I definitely would say she is ghetto. And kind of a unacceptable level, if you ask me.
But what's an unacceptable level of ghetto? See, you're the same thing Deja said. What is an unacceptable level of ghetto? Because we all got ghetto, right? Black, white, Hispanic, Asian.
It's not that bad.
I don't look at ghetto as being a bad thing. If you do, well, if you knew where I grew up in Chicago, it was ghetto. So, but
yeah.
But then I don't know.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't say it's the level. You know how they used to say, it's a time and place for everything.
Right.
So I think it's more the place and the time that you're exhibiting these attributes or whatever. You know, you at school picking up your kids, you know, you don't want to be wearing, you know, shorts that got all your backside out, you know, stuff like that for all the rest of the little kids to see.
So back in the day, we used to call that a hoochie mama.
Yeah, it's a time and place for everything. If you're out, you know, you're having fun, late night, you want to turn up, all right, we can do some ghetto stuff. You know, whatever you got in mind, or be loud, vulgar, whatever. And another point, I used to get teased a lot for, people would say, oh, you know, you talk like a white guy. It's like, well, what's talking like a white person?
I gotta admit,
kind of along the same thing.
I gotta admit, though.
That's what I think.
You sound black, but I'm sure when you go to work or when you're in certain places, you speak proper English, correct?
I speak how I speak now.
Okay. I'm gonna let that one go.
Okay, well, what, you know, I guess.
See, whatever. There it is.
I guess.
There it is.
Maybe.
As soon as you're comfortable, whatever.
Not the actual
I know.
Pronunciation of the word. I know. I'll take a little bass out.
Right. See? You don't want to be too. And see, I think that's kowtowing. I think that's kissing up to people because they have an issue because they want you to act and walk and talk like them. So you start to change the way you speak and you change the way. And I'm at some point now where I'm just not doing that. I'm just not.
Yeah, that's.
But some people can't afford to do that. You know, they got to go to work every day.
Everybody thinks of it as a different way.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I call it. You don't want to be like the odd duck out, I guess. Or you know, it's fitting in. You know what? I think it's kind of more of a survival thing.
Yep.
Or not survival. You know, life and death. But you know, just to get by in life.
That is very smart. Very smart. All right. Thank you much. I appreciate you, Larry.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. 833-212-1017 is the number. So we've been talking about ghetto. What is ghetto? Do you recognize when you ghetto? Is there a good ghetto and a bad ghetto? Is that a middle, like how white people see ghetto and how black people see ghetto? I don't know. Demetrius, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
I'm okay. How you doing?
I'm good.
Okay, so I think, the last two callers and you, I think what you described that was coming to the gas station, what you witnessed at the gas station.
Right.
That's not ghetto, that's ratchet. Okay, there's a difference because there's a difference because, like you said, you know, you grew up in the ghetto. I grew up in the ghetto, but we eventually worked our way up out of that. But everything that we knew what we was doing when we was doing it when we were ghetto still exists. That is what's ghetto. Okay, what you see it today now with the bonnets and the flip flops and the robe going to pick and save or whatever, that's ratchet. What you see in the clubs fighting and this, that's ratchet. Ghetto is when you have individuals who are in a position to say something get upset when the alderman who's doing his job says something about the litter and they don't like the way it was said.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who gave him backlash for what he said about the paper, like, I mean, and then, you know, as soon as you get on, and you know as well as I do, as soon as you get coming from the south side over the Viaduct and you get to the north side, you see the difference as soon as you get to the north side.
Yep.
Let's not act like we don't see that. Okay. Let's not act like we don't see that. Then when the alderman says something about it, we get mad at the alderman for the way he said it, as opposed to the fact that he's saying something that's true.
But if you were that sensitive to the words he used, I don't think you would actually be a person that would throw trash on the ground either.
Well, yeah, you're right, and then you also got to take into consideration that they only gave two tickets for loitering. I mean, not for loitering, for littering, because it was $500. And then someone wants to argue about the fact that, well, they can't afford to pay a $500 littering ticket. Well, then don't litter. Like, it's not rocket science. Just don't do it. Like, I get tired of seeing it. Every day, as soon as the snow melts, you see the litter everywhere, and the only person who talk about doing some cleaning up is Tory Lowe. And that's ridiculous now that someone is upset about the fact that the way he said what he said is the issue. That's ghetto. The mentality is ghetto. Like, you don't want to pick up a piece of paper, or if you see someone picking up a piece of paper, you got an issue with it. You think you're better than somebody. You know, Tory Lowe started picking up paper. I remember when he started picking up paper. So what you saw in the gas station, sir, is ratchet, and it's all over the place. Ghetto is something that's where you put in a position to where you have to survive. But what your survival mode is, you eventually grow out of it because now you understand that you got to get up to go to work. In order for you to have something, you got to get up and you got to go to work and you got to make it and you got to do it and you got to do it. Everybody comes up out of that at different times of their lives. So, yeah, it exists. And eventually, I hope and pray that we all come up out of it. But it exists because I was once ghetto. And then I realized that, okay, there's no 401k in being ghetto.
That is true.
So,
but then you were smart enough to build your own history and realize that you needed to get out of that life, or not necessarily out of that life, but you needed to move forward and go from lower class to middle class to upper class.
Well, I haven't gotten to upper class or middle class yet. I'm just able to pay my mortgage. So I've been able to get a house.
Hold up. Yeah, you a little past. You got a house. That's what's up.
Well, I got the house because I was listening to the radio station. You guys was like, man, you ain't no homeowner. Like, they just kept making sense to me. Like, wait a minute, he's right. I'm not. I don't have a property or nothing. I can't even, if I was renting, so if I wanted to paint my walls, I had to get permission from somebody else. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. So now I can do what I want to do in my house.
And so listening to the truth helped you realize that what they're talking about in Axe Housing and all those other places and Associated Bank and all that, that it makes sense to just do what they're saying because they're here to help.
Well, yeah, because at first I was like, I'm not buying no house. It's a scam. Then I started saying, okay, I'm paying exactly what you said. I'm paying this much for mortgage. I can't paint the walls the way I want to paint the walls. I got to be like, it just didn't make sense to me. And I went through Associated Bank and did everything that you guys said do. And now I'm a homeowner. And now I have the choice on whether I want to do those things or not. That's coming up out of your ghetto-ness. That's coming up out of it. Sometimes you have to understand that when somebody is saying something to you, don't always take it as being told what to do. Sometimes you're being taught, and you have to know the difference.
All right. Well, thank you much. I appreciate it, brother.
All right. You have a good day, brother.
All right. Take care.
much I want it to be perfect.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. See, that's what we talk about when we talk about the people that we have here. That is what, if you ever thought about advertising or not advertising on 101.7 The Truth, that's proof that black people, 92% of black people passively listen to radio like 14, 15 hours a day, Monday through Friday. Weekends, it's even more. And so what I'm trying to say is, if you want to get the best bang for your buck and reach not the big audience, but the audience that's going to buy your stuff, because that's where they are, right here. That's what Associated Bank did for us, one of our founding partners. And that's exactly what he just said. He heard about it. And instead of them telling him what to do, they taught him what to do, and now he's a homeowner. And that's exactly why we're here. That is why we are Milwaukee Black Talk. That is why we are here in Milwaukee to help black people and anybody else that'll listen, actually, understand that we are here to just pass on information and things that you can do to help. That's all. 833-212-10. I'm supposed to be reading something. See, look at that. Look at that. Talk about serendipity. Calling all black-owned business owners and entrepreneurs. Are you looking to share your story and grow your reach? So now that you got a house and you went through Associated Bank, now if you think about starting a business, well, we've teamed up with Associated Bank for our black-owned business give back. Each quarter, four lucky business owners will win an opportunity to spotlight their brand and journey on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. So to sign up, your black your business spotlight interview. Every time I see B, I just want to say black or bank. To sign up for your business spotlight interview, visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That's blackbusinessgiveback.com. Let's do what he was doing. I think his name was Demetrius. Let's do what he was doing. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure right here on 101.7 The Truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Who's it? Associated Bank. Member FDIC. Those are the kind of things that happen when you hear the one thing and you get that drive and you move. And then sometimes we decide that that's not something we want to do. We decide, well, you know, I don't want to do that. Somebody's trying to tell me something. Well, no, they're not trying to tell you anything. They're giving you information. 833-212-1017 is the number. Winky Blue, up. Winky Blue, you there? Hello, Winky. Okay, what did I do? Hello. It's lit, but I don't hear him. Give us a call back, Winky. It was on. It said on air. 833-212-1017 is the number. Al, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
You know what? I'm having this dilemma here, Dr. Ken.
Yes, sir.
You know, I had a bunch of solar lights in front of my house.
Uh-huh.
And it was a group of young kids. They need to, like, kick them all, threw them all in the street, and shot the stuff all on my porch.
Uh-huh. Because,
you know, a lot of them don't have no home training. But what I really wanted to do is I wanted to put some more stuff down, but I wanted to play some rat traps, good old-fashioned rat traps.
No, you'll end up in
jail.
So
when they try to kick it the next time.
You'll end up in jail.
Even though they're on my property?
You'll end up in jail. Watch this. In most neighborhoods and in most suburbs, when you put up a mailbox and it's at the curb, you can't put a concrete pole. It usually has to be wooden.
But what if they come on my property?
Well, it has to be wooden. It still matters. Your mailbox is on your property, but it has to be wooden, and because kids do stupid stuff. And if they drive through and hit your concrete pole mailbox, they'll kill themselves.
Well, I already put some stuff in out there because I really wanted that. To hit one of them boulders with that car.
Here's what I need you to do. Here's what I would suggest you do. Buy a camera, multiple cameras that work on Wi-Fi, and have them face the street. You could buy Nest.
But you think that'll work at night?
Yes, because then what you, yes, it'll work at night, because then what you'll do is put in a motion detector, so if they walk past, the light comes on, it's on camera, and if they do anything, you got video you can give to the police.
Yeah, but I don't think their parents got no money, because they always be out there at 11 or 12
at night. Are you trying to stop them, or are you trying to come up with excuses for them?
No, I want them to break their foot, to be honest.
Well, what you want to do is have them stop their behavior and grow up and become productive citizens. And the way to do that is to help them do that, sometimes kicking and screaming. But having them break their foot isn't going to – it's not going to even make you feel good.
Well, because, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. My house been hit about 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
And each time they hit the house, don't nobody never got no insurance, and they think they could have sat on my porch like they in their backyard at the picnic table. And
right.
I say, well, you can't do that here. So what I did was I put a bunch of boulders, and I'm going to get some neon paint with a happy face on it.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, hit me. So the next time they hit it, they car can flip right over, and they can slide right down the street like Mr. Potato Head.
See, you're going to do something purposeful that's going to cause somebody else to get hurt, and then you're going to be liable for that. Why would you do that?
Well, shouldn't they just slow down? Because they need to learn that. Well, you know, my mother always said, if I didn't buy it, don't touch it.
Call the police.
And if you go on somebody else's property.
Call the police and have them tell them that you've been having these issues ongoing and that you want to set up a camera and a light and all that stuff, and that they might have a.
Well, what about this?
Yes.
What if I put 10-inch roofing nails around them lights, and if they step on it, it go through their foot?
No. Okay, I'm done. Bye, Al. See, you can't do that. You can't help the babies, complain about the babies, and kill the babies at the same time. Ow. Ooh, Lord have mercy. I got Winky Blue, Donald. Talking text line is blown up. I think I done started something. Oops.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I got to blow up the talking text line. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. See, they be on the talking text line talking to each other. Hey, girl, how you doing? I'm fine. How you doing? I agree with Larry. Talk proper equal Michelle Obama. It's all subjective, really. Not really a girl. A city girl said it's all subjective, really. What one person sees as ghetto, another might see as culture, flavor, or authenticity. It's all in the eye of the beholder. No. See, that's that stuff black people do when they don't want to disagree with somebody, so they move to the middle. Come on now. Come on now. Then they start talking to each other. Hey, I missed you, blah, 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 blah. And they're talking to each other. Get some rest, and we got to do this, and we got, like, y'all just forgot about my show. RC said, I was the same way about getting a house and a 401k, listening to bad advice at a young age. Yep, very true. That is very true. And so when we listen to people, here's the thing. We listen to people that don't have something about how to get something. That makes absolutely no sense. If you want to know how to do something and get something, ask the person that actually has it. Hey, I want to drive that car. How you get that car? Hey, I want to live in that house. How'd you get that house? Hey, I want to get that job. How'd you get that job? But then we listen to our friends. I graduated from college, and I got a job, and I'm looking for a car, so I took my friend with me. Does your friend own a car? No. We're going to go together. Oh, okay. So we'll have two stupid people in there buying a car and overpaying. Okay, got it. Because that's what I was about to do. My uncle went, hey, dude, you about to do what? well, I want to do this, but I don't really know how. So that when I went to go buy a house, I called him. What do I need to look at? Here's what you need to look at. These are the things you need to watch out for. This is some of the unscrupulous things people do. These are the things that good people do. And it was done. And I got it, got a lawyer, had him look over the paperwork, worked beautifully. That's how you do it. Donald.
Hello.
Whoa, Donald, Donald, Donald.
Yeah.
You're on the award winning 1017 The Truth. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm just called to respond on the subject for the living in the ghetto. I want to have some opinions about it, and I'm going to give some opinions about it.
Okay. Can you turn your radio down? You don't have to turn it off, but just kind of turn it down.
You hear me now?
I can still hear your radio. Can you turn it down?
Okay, I got two radios. I got one in the living room, one in the bedroom. I turned the one off in the living room, so I'm going to my bedroom now.
I can still hear
your
radio. Can you turn it down?
Okay, so I got two radios. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, sir.
Okay, yes. Can I get my opinion now?
Yes, sir, you can.
Okay, living in the ghetto, it's an environmental condition. You know, it's just like it's a mental condition, too, you know, because once you're born in an area like that, you have no acceptance as far as improving yourself. You accept that environmental state of mind because that's the only thing that you know. So, you know, there's no room for improvement. Even if you see improvements on TV or something like that, you figure like, hey, you know, that's them doing that. I can't do this because, you know, I'm limited. So I accept this here. It's just like living in a third world country as far as like Ethiopia. Those people over there, you know, they have the same mentality as the ones over here living in the ghetto. They're not, you know, exposed to anything new as far as improving themselves. So they accept that.
I don't know if I would agree with people here. Once you're there because, one, too many people make it out the ghetto. But I think one of the things that we forgot, and you tell me if you disagree, Donald, is that school is the great equalizer. Education is the great equalizer that you can take with you and grow.
That's right. You see, like a lot of times, you know, since they're in that mental condition as far as being in the ghetto, they sabotage their own improvement as far as improving themselves out of that predicament. Because like once you're in that state of mind, then you go to school with that same mentality as far as can't do anything.
Yeah, but education changes that. No, I disagree. I think education can change that because it changed me. And it changed my friends. Yeah. It changed a lot of people.
A lot of people don't accept that as far as improving themselves. They don't try to improve themselves by learning education, you know, because
I think it's the opposite. I think the majority of people actually accept it, and what we're paying attention to is the ones that don't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but to make a blanket statement that the reason why people are in the ghetto is because, well, that's situation and circumstance. If your parents are poor and you grow and you're born to your parents, then you're poor too. But that doesn't mean you have to stay there. And just because you're there doesn't mean you want to be there. You're just stuck because you can't make enough money. You don't have the education, the experience. It's a lot of things, but we can't just make, I wouldn't want to make just one blanket statement.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it's just like you said, you know, they're stuck in their condition because, you know, they don't have anything to, you know, have them prove them.
See, again, that's the problem I have with your comment, Donald. You're coming up with the reason for the person without the person telling you the reason why they're there. So we can't just make that general, you know, understanding it. Well, this is the reason why. Well, we don't know.
Yeah. That's true.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you much, Donald. I appreciate it.
All right. I stand corrected.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Not necessarily corrected. I'm just having a different point of, you know, contact. Let me get to Winky. You back, Winky? Your phone working?
Yeah, I was sitting here listening to you, and I was on mute, man, and he was saying something about mute. So that's what happened. But look, okay. I want to make a comment about the alder person.
Okay.
The reason why he's getting
and he's an alderman, by the way. He ain't an alder person. He's an alderman.
But alderman, alderman. Okay. Well, listen. That the reason why he's getting that flashback is because he injected culture in his remark. He talked about weeds and hair tumbling in the street like tumbleweeds, and that right there. Once he injected culture, then he pricked us. He pricked black folk, especially black women, because ain't nobody called in and got mad but black women, really, because some of the things he said. But well, I addressed him.
White women are the ones that started wearing weeds first. Black women didn't wear weeds. Black women didn't wear those idiot eyelashes. White women did that.
I got you on that. They wear Hollywood hair right now. These girls going around here buying $200 wigs. These girls, the white girls, are buying cancer patient wigs that cost $5,000. You know, Hollywood hair. So I understand all of that, brother. But the reason why he got the kickback is because he injected culture. And once he did that, he got exactly what he deserved.
Well, who else would he talk to? He lives in the 5th District. Like, who else would it? Why would you not inject culture?
No. Some of his district, no. I addressed him. I asked him some questions. Some of his district, brother, is out a little farther where they got chipmunks. They ain't got squirrels.
So?
Because squirrels is over.
But they ain't got trash either.
Can I say this about the trash, brother?
Yes, sir.
They made fun of me. When I talked about how the rodents make ways and burrow into those garbage cans, and they bring bags out, raccoons get in there, they pull that garbage out, man.
But you got to pick it up. It's your garbage.
I understand that. Okay, I get all of that, Doc, but there's other, we're just focusing on somebody throwing some stuff out the window, okay? Now, I know I'm taking too much time, so I want to address ghetto right quick. Rodents, we have a rodent problem because we consume a lot and we put a lot of garbage in our things that draw rodents, and they get in there. If you look at, you go in the white neighborhoods, you never see any little squirrel holes in their white in their garbage.
They shoot them all
because they eat different than us. Okay, the food that we eat and we do a lot of waste. But you go to the white folk neighborhood, you never see the squirrel holes in there because squirrels are not populated there. In our neighborhoods, they're there, and that should be something that they should be discussing. However, we won't talk about the word ghetto. I was waiting on somebody to come with the correct answer. I listened years ago to Harry Belafonte give a speech on ghetto. Actually, ghetto is a Jewish terminology that they use.
Well, German.
Yeah, that's right. But they use it during the Holocaust. A ghetto is a confined where they can find people, a certain group of people that are misfortunate that others can control. Now, if you ever see a white boy say, "I'm going down to the slums tonight," see, the South Side don't got ghettos; they got slums. The North Side got ghettos. So they're the same thing. But you're in the South Side. I'm South Side slumming tonight. Okay. We going North Side ghettos tonight. These are word plays. And one thing about it, I see people that put these little bonnets on the back. Ghetto to me would not be having a screen door up and no screen if you want to get like that. But ghetto really means a confined group of people that are being controlled and governed. And guess what? That's where we at right here. It doesn't got nothing to do with it. You know, you can be born there, but you're being governed there by a group of an outside entity that probably deemed themselves superior. I gotta go, man. And that was your lesson for today.
Thank you, sir. 833-212-1017 is the number. So he always say, "I don't let him talk." What did I just do? Let him talk.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
That never knew how to say. till you came into my life. And these are the arms.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. You may as well let that keep going until the time night. We take a take. Pull it down a little. Yeah.
Here is the soul of which you've taken control.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, that was a cut when I was little. You know what they say?
Show and tell, just a game I play when I want to say.
Yeah, that's what's up. 833-212-1017 is the number. White Widow, make sure you hang on till after the 5 o'clock hour. And before I go to my top 5 and 5, I got to hear what White Widow got to say about healthcare. You know, and so, yeah, talking text line. I don't know why so many people were upset about Alderman's statement. Stop being nasty. Well, I think black people get upset. We get upset when our laundry is aired out there. And I'm like, well, you're just giving other people ammunition. No, actually, you're the ammunition because you did it. If we didn't have to point to it, eh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, some old school show and tell. That's what I'm doing. You got an old soul in you, don't you? Or you got two parents that grew up with it, right?
It's a little bit of both.
All right. 833-212-1017 is the number you're listening to. Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Top 5 at 5 up next.